Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview of this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, Moses and Miriam Praise God, and it is based on Exodus chapter 15, verses 11 through 21. Songs are and have been a method of communicating human events, feelings, and experiences. Songs that are set to music are and have been an effective method of transmission of something important from generation to generation. Today's text is one such song. Of all the events God is said to have done, the parting of the Red Sea is one he is widely known for doing. According to the Bible, as the Egyptian army was closing in on the parting Israelites, they found their escape route blocked by the Red Sea. With nowhere to go, God used wind to part the sea, making a path through the sea for the Israelites to cross over onto the other side. When the Egyptians tried to pursue them, God hindered them. There was a wall of water on both sides of the dry path through the sea. After the Israelites reached to the other side of the sea, God caused the waters of the sea to come back together. The Egyptian army who had entered the sea to pursue in pursuit of the Israelites were unable to retreat out of the sea before the waters came back together, and they were overthrown, drowned, and destroyed in the sea. If any event is worthy of a song, this event is one. The song is essentially a praise of the wonder and power of God. It is a praise of Him as a Savior and God of Israel. The leader of the song is Moses, along with his sister Miriam. The song speaks of the uniqueness of God. It praises His holiness and power over the earth and forces of nature. It praises His devotion to Israel and His power to deliver His people from danger. Moses goes on to sing about how God has used this event to spread and bring fear upon all nations who would stand before Israel. The song lifts up God's special relationship with Israel as His covenant people and how He will establish them in His sight and the sight of all. He sings of God's eternal nature and closes with a description of the destruction of the Egyptian army. Then Miriam picks up the same theme as she gathers others to sing along with her. They praise God for their salvation by describing the way God delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptian army. Songs are often written so people can hear about and remember something that happened. This song about the deliverance of the Israelites by parting the Red Sea is a song that testifies of an unparalleled event in human history that should never be forgotten, and for which God made Himself known around the world. Those who saw it and were the benefiters of it couldn't help but sing and praise God for what they experienced and leave a record of it for those of us in the future to hear it. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section and you can share them, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.